Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Marty Griffin. So a lot of the restaurant owners complain that the health department doesn't give a damn, that they're not out inspecting, they're not warning restaurants. I got to tell you, the evidence I'm hearing suggests that's not accurate. I talked on this show about a wedding that a local country club had. I did not name the country club, but I know for a fact the health department has been there and talked to them, had a serious conversation with them. A restaurant in Cranberry, guy put out an email saying, to hell with the health department, I'm going to open up. I'm paraphrasing. I'm opening up. They got a bunch of complaints from citizens. And the health department was there and said, you better not. And finally, I got this note from a friend. Redfin Blues, it's a place at Washington's Landing, was hopping last night. And he lives over there. He was there. No social distancing. There was no food with alcohol being served. There was no seating. People standing and mingling, which I thought was prohibited. I have Rich Fitzgerald with me this morning. Fitz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
No joke, really. Your folks are taking this seriously, right?
Oh, absolutely. They have since this began back in March. They're working literally around the clock, some of them. I mean, they're, you know, weekends have gone away, all that kind of stuff. So they're doing everything they can to keep people healthy.
And so the notion that, because a lot of the restaurateurs say shut down the bad guys, I could argue just by the evidence I have that your folks are trying to do that if, in fact, they are bad guys, right?
I think what they're trying to do, if we have enough time and enough personnel to get out there in time, is to find out infractions that are happening and deal with it appropriately. The problem becomes people, you described a couple of them, that just don't believe it, and they don't want to follow the rules, and they want to make up their own rules, and they want to believe whatever science they feel like believing in. And then what do you do when the spread starts to occur? And we can go back and look at the numbers 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, when we were at 3%, 4%, and then saw it rise up to 6%, 7%. Yeah. And the last 2 weeks, we've been pretty consistently at 10% or more.
Interesting. A classic case, if in fact this is true about Redfin Blues, they're doing everything they shouldn't be doing. Again, if this is accurate, they're gathering in crowds. They're not wearing masks. They're all standing close together. These are all the rules that should be adhered to, and they're being broken. This is where you get into a situation where folks get sick, is it not, sir?
It is, and if you've got 50 or 100 people or more at that facility, and they're all standing around or close to each other, and then the spread goes, and then they go back to work on Monday, and then they go back to their homes and, infect people and their family. So it's not just that it would be isolated in one certain location.
Right.
It's how it spreads. And that's what you've seen in Florida and in Texas and in California and Arizona. They opened things up or they didn't close things down, and now they're getting overwhelmed. We haven't got to the point where our hospital system is overwhelmed.
Not even close.
That becomes a big part of it, because one of the things we've seen nationally is the death rate has kind of, I guess, not gone up as much.
It has not.
Because they do a better job now of treating people once they find out that they have it, particularly people that are elderly or in immunized conditions. So you've got this better process if you have capacity. But what you're seeing now in Florida and Texas, for example, and Arizona, they're getting overwhelmed. So now there's not enough treatment for people. Now there's not enough personnel to run the ECMOs and the ventilators, right, and those type of things. So it can really snowball out of hand really quickly. And while things can be stabilized now, you know, the worry is where you're going to be a month from now.
And again, one thing I don't want to do is jump to conclusions based on one day. And actually, you haven't done that thus far. But today, what do we have? 71 new cases. That's a drop of almost 2/3 over what we've been seeing recently. That would tell me, and again, I guess you can't jump to conclusion based on one day, but if this plays out the rest of the week, it would tell me that we're doing better, or the virus, as doctors suggest, is less virulent. Would you not say, sir?
Well, first of all, the thing that would concern me is today we only had 750 tests. So, you know, you're still running around that 10% range. Over the weekend, if you looked at the numbers, we had 1,900 tests when we had 200 results. So you've got to, yes, you're right. It was a one day. We look at tomorrow. We look at the next. You want to see the trends. You want to see where things are going. You also want to see, obviously, the demographics of who is being infected, and the contact tracers and the case investigators will go through those numbers as well.
The restaurateurs, and you know this because they're texting you and all that, and I don't know if that, I don't think it bothers you. You have more patience than I do. But at the end of the day, they say you're not giving them a chance to survive, that this outdoor thing is a fiasco. The weather hosed them, the rain hosed them, the heat hoses them, and they need a break. Will you keep an eye on these numbers and give them a break at any point soon, sir, allowing them to serve to some people indoors? If they
Absolutely.
Do the right thing?
Those numbers get looked at every day, and if there's other ways to mitigate what's going on, that will be done safely. This was what was done last week was something that this industry asked for. Their official personnel came in and asked for it. Outdoor dining.
Well, you know, they would actually prefer folks indoors.
Well, that's what they asked for.
They'll take anything at this point.
They were asking for that and asking for some alcohol. You know, just a couple of drinks, and you know, we want to have a drink with wine, a glass of wine with dinner, a beer with it. So those things were all done. Again, it just depends on what it's. Yeah, I get the business aspect, but it's also we talked about this on Friday. You're talking about the most dangerous part of the being inside without a mask on for long periods of time. Those three things are the most potential for spread. So being outside, and there's no way to control the weather. I mean, it rained Friday night. That was certainly very unfortunate, the first weekend night they were open. But when you're outside, if you're spread out and you have a mask on, that is your best, you know, your best opportunity to limit the spread. So the science will dictate a lot of this, and I'm sure Dr. Bogan and her team continue to look at the numbers, continue to look at some other options as they come about. This is going to be difficult, and I think your earlier caller you had on, the market is driving a lot of this. It's not just what
the woman from the Brazilian steakhouse.
What's that?
The woman from the Brazilian steakhouse?
Yeah, and I've heard others. I mean, the market, people just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I heard that.
Going out and sitting indoors. And some of them don't even want to go and sit outdoors. So you have, you know, it's not, the market has changed because of COVID, not because of what the government has said, whether it's a state, local, federal. People have made decisions. You can still fly in an airplane. You can still go to a hotel, but people aren't doing it because they're making personal choices about their own safety.
I'd say the restaurateurs would like you to allow them to allow that to fail on its own rather than you saying you can't have anyone indoors. They would like
to. I totally understand that. Yeah. I get that. But again, we saw what happened in early June when that was opened up without social distancing, without the things that are happening. So it wasn't the market taking care of it. It was, there was a spread going on, and the health department, I think rightly so, stepped in to try to, you know, prevent the spread from going further and keeping other parts of our economy open. It's not in isolation. It's, you just can't take one area and say it won't affect everybody else. Once it starts affecting manufacturing, construction, other retail, then you start going to shut down, right, lots of parts of the economy.
Right.
So it just can't be one area in an isolation without affecting everybody else if it's not done right.
Rich Fitzgerald, thank you, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Marty, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.